Okay, everybody, it looks like it's 12 o'clock. Shinar, can you confirm that for me?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and call to order the Tarrant County 911 Board of Managers for Monday, August 3rd, 2020. The primary topic today will be the 2021 budget. So with that, I'll defer to our Executive Director, Shinar Hennings.
Okay, I really don't have anything to add other than what was put in the invite. I took the original budget as requested. I removed the performance evaluation increases, the COLA for retirees, reduced the TCDRS payment to the minimum allowed, and removed all travel until January of 2021.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion from any board members regarding the budget?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I've got some questions. 2021 revenue is projected $14,926,470. Is that right?
Correct.
And the projected disbursements are $24,909,983. Is that right?
Yep.
And the net loss in the reserve is $9,983,513. What portion of those expenses were approved by previous 911 boards and managers?
I'm not sure what you mean. Okay. Oh, yes, you mean as far as like big projects?
Yes.
Okay, so 5.3 of that is left over from the CP project. And then I have to look at the exact numbers, but I think it's 1.7 is the network upgrade. They're looking at about 7.3 or 6.6 million.
Okay, so basically, then we have a deficit in the projected next year's budget of the 9.983 minus 7.3.
Right.
Which is about 2.7 million. And does staff have any other recommendations for possible cuts to the proposed budget to eliminate that $2.7 million deficit?
I mean, there the budget itself between the 7.3 million and the normal 5452, 5453 telephone service and enhancements pretty much wipes out almost all of the 14 million that we get in revenue. So, as you and I talked, Rick, short of removing everything, including salaries, you would not be able to break even, we would have to go into the reserves.
And that's what's sending us down the path where we're going to project a deficit reserve in 2023.
The 2022, 2023 budget.
Okay.
And the numbers going forward, if you look at 2021, 2022, the CP project will have been paid off. So that, you know, that extra additional $7 million we'll be using this year for the final payment for CP plus the upgrade will no longer be affected. So we'll be, at that point, our budget will be $4 million over instead of 10.
Shinar, some of the people are having problems hearing.
Chantel advised there's a delay, but it's coming through on my end. Is anyone else having issues? I hear a delay on Rick's side, but I hear everybody fine. Or should I say, I see a delay on Rick's side.
I'd suggest you dial in because it's better if you do that if you haven't already.
And that's what I did.
Me too.
And Wayne, I have a procedural question.
Go ahead.
Typically, yes, sir.
When we typically when we approve a budget, there's two separate agenda items. One is to approve the budget, and the second is to approve the service fees. I don't see that approval for service fees on the agenda. So that's is that something correct. That we can talk about?
We could, yeah, we certainly can talk about it today, but you don't have a resolution to revise your service fees for approval today. So that would have to be done at a separate meeting, properly posted. But you can talk about it. It is obviously connected to the budget. And if the board members feel that that discussion needs to be had to direct staff to come up with a resolution to revise the fees, that's appropriate right now.
Okay, Shinar, have you received any input from any of the our member entities that they want us to raise fees?
Our member entities, no.
Yeah. Okay. Then I'm going to make a motion that we remove the radio assistance fund out of the existing proposed budget. And that the, I think that just about balances the budget for this year, doesn't it?
No, we're about $3 million over. outside of the previously dedicated funds or approved funds. So if you're gonna, it would be the radio system is only 2 million.
So I'm looking at the budget here myself, Shinar, on 5428. Did you remove $2 million from 20 to 21 for radio assistance?
That's correct. The previous year was 4 million, or the current year, I'd say, 4,051,186. And that was because we allocated the 1.7 million for the remaining PSAPs that were not on P25 Motorola equipment for this year, and that those all those purchases should be complete by this fiscal year. So the monies reflected there are only the interoperability assistance money.
Okay.
Okay, then I want to amend what I was going to say then. That we remove the $2 million from the radio assistance and the $1 million from the PSAP assistance to get us to a balanced budget. And that we take that balanced budget to each of our member entities and explain to them that this is a balanced budget, but it is balanced because we had to remove those two funds. And at that time, those member entities could either A, approve the budget, or B, reject the budget. And as soon as we had four no votes on the budget, then this board has the mandate to go back in and approve a new budget where we've added the fees back in. I think that that process saves us a whole lot of headaches and a whole lot of time.
So, Rick, I would almost suggest just the opposite. That we leave the budget as it is, and the member entities could reject this budget, and then we would have a mandate to remove it from the budget.
I agree. I agree with what you're saying. I mean, what is the goal here? Is the goal to run an enterprise system of an effective, cost-effective system, or is it to balance the budget? If the goal is to balance the budget, that makes no sense to me. The goal here is to run an efficient 911 district. And if they want to reject the budget as is, let them reject the budget as is. One of the purposes of this board is to be a representative body. It's not designed to be a direct democracy where we poll every time. But if we send it to them and they reject it, then let them reject it. But why are we cutting aid to cities, especially for first responders, so that we can try to challenge a city to say, do you not like this budget? What if they say, okay, we're fine with that budget, and now we're $3 million out of helping our first responders upgrade the equipment that they need.
I concur, Mayor.
And Mr. Mayor, the reason why I suggested that is because when we set up these assistance funds, they were originally set up to be funded by reserves, by surpluses from previous years. And the member cities were always told this is a year-to-year deal. And if we get to a situation where we can't operate the budget in a fiscally and operationally sound perspective, then these fees could go away. If we include the fees now with a deficit projected, then that's entirely a different discussion that was had when we initially set the fees up.
And I'm gonna say you created the problem, and I don't mean that as a really accusatory way where Wayne has to come in and find a way to in jail. I don't mean it that way at all. Is that once we set up this system where we were going to give grants to cities, eventually they become used to having those grants, right or wrong, right? Whether it was that way or not, that they become dependent upon those grants. And if we believe that the grant system is effective, I've got two chiefs here who would tell me, I'm going to say yes. Why are we striking it out of the budget just to balance a budget? That doesn't seem like the goal we're supposed to be doing here. The goal is to be upgrading our system so it's more effective and better for our residents. You're right. We used to do it that way. That's true. Absolutely. I have no argue about that. But the perception over the years has changed. Wouldn't you agree that now they think that that's automatically part of it? It's new leaders all right across the board. I mean, you've got the historical memory, Rick. We're here. But for new elected officials, they don't have that historical memory.
And I think also these funds were set up to support the system because the system needed support. And so now we're in a situation where we either follow through or we don't. And you know, building an interoperable radio system across Tarrant County is a big thing. Supporting our local PSAPs to be next generation technology capable and other efforts has been a big thing that's been collectively supported for a very long time. And now we're just simply moving forward with what we've been moving forward with. And if it's no longer tolerable by our member cities, they should tell us that, not have us cut the budget to nothing to where they're surprised by budgetary issues in their own cities now. I think we're in a bit of a situation. So my understanding is that in 2021, we will still be in the black, even moving forward with the radio assistance program, the PSAP program. And I think we would put forth the effort in the 2021 fiscal year to get this issue resolved, but to sort of create a tipping point situation. I don't think that's necessarily a proper way to do this. So,
Chief, that's it.
I would not be in favor of your recommendation. But,
and that's exactly the same conversation that we had in 2017 when we declared victory with interoperability. And it was suggested at that time that we could let that fund go away. And the leadership of the board said, we've got to have this discussion. We've got to give the cities a year to get adjusted, either adjusted to that ideal or tell us that they don't want that done. Those conversations never happened.
Well,
if we do it the way that I suggest, the conversations can happen.
I think the conversations can happen at any time. I think the problem is you suggested the radio assistance program and the PSAP assistance program. And I do know that Fort Worth, and Doug, you may be in the loop or not on this one, but my impression was that Fort Worth was considering another tower in Northwest Tarrant County. But I don't have that confirmed. And keeping our interoperability up is a ongoing effort. It costs money. So I think that has to be clearly communicated, and it has been in my city. And I could tell you where my city stands on it. And so whether or not they'll approve the existing budget, my assumption is they would approve the existing budget or the proposed budget here. But to cut something out of the budget and tell them that we unilaterally decided not to do this is not what I would consider appropriate in this case.
I don't consider.
Go ahead, Rick.
You go ahead, sir.
Oh, I've talked to several mayors already, and they, because we're at a lot of meetings, I've been talking about this. They don't want this grant money to go away. Now, it may have to, Rick, like you said, it was originally designed for that. But I think you're going to find that these cities depend on that to upgrade. Otherwise, they're probably just put off upgrading anything they need to upgrade. And that's what the message I was getting from several mayors of your cities that are out there, too. And that's a report I'm going to give at the Mayor's Council tonight. I'm going to say, look, I'm going to ask that question. Do you want to see this go away and not have that grant money? You know, I'm going to explain that to them at the Mayor's Council.
Let me suggest this, guys. Maybe this is an option, a middle ground option. Could we keep it in the budget, but put a moratorium on when we decide to disperse it as we try to work to resolve to get this question answered? Maybe put it off for 6 months as we try to work through a mid-year distribution point and try to get to some answers. Anybody disagree?
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
So we've totally thrown out the idea of raising fee or my missing.
I think that's going to be on, don't we have to have a, well, we said if we wanted to do that, we could have a separate meeting. But I think what.
No, the discussion of fees can happen. The resolution of fees won't happen until the 20th. That's why I wasn't on here because I needed to know what we're going to do today before I create that resolution.
So I think what's going on here is that we'll leave the fees as they are.
Right.
And fund our budget year based on what we have. We'll put a freeze on the disbursement of the radio assistance program and the PSAP funds until we resolve this issue within this fiscal year. And if that includes raising fees or whatever is necessary, we certainly could allow ourselves some time. So we would put a hold on the spending of the money until we get this issue resolved.
Yeah, and I thought that was what we had sort of agreed at the last meeting is that we would hold off raising any fees for at least a year until we, you know, as Rick said, we had a narrative, a good, strong narrative.
Yes, sir.
If we needed to do it.
I think you're right on target. Chief Spivey, do you have a perspective?
No, I agree with you, Don, that there's an opportunity here. We have to approve all of those expenditures. I said we approve the budget as it is, and we just don't approve any expenditures until we work through this issue.
I concur.
I understand this. You're saying work through the issue, but the issue is we need more revenue, but we're not going to attempt to raise fees until the next budget. So how is holding up the spending of the assistance program for 6 months going to allow us to find a fix if we're not going to raise fees for another 12 months.
Wayne, can we raise fees anytime throughout the year? Do we have to do it on an annual fiscal basis?
No, you could do it at any time that's appropriate. Before the fees actually go into effect, you've got to give 90 days notice to the service providers to put it on their bills, and then it starts coming in after that. But it's merely an action item. It just requires a proper posting on the agenda, a vote of a resolution by this board, and then we wait the 90 days and it can go into effect.
Okay. So Shinar, we can't unilaterally raise fees in a simple meeting or a simple couple of meetings. It's a much more complex endeavor. Doug, do you have a perspective?
No, I agree. I think that we need to approve the budget as is and then hold off on these fees and have some conversations on the expenses and move on from there.
Okay. Rick, do you find that as an acceptable solution?
I think we're getting there. Okay. The thing that I would ask is that before we start those dialogues with our member communities, we as a board decide what fees, what expenses will be allowed under each of the assistance funds. We talked a lot about we need to invest in new technology for the future. We need to do lots of different things. But when you look at actually how the money's being spent, over 70 to 80% of it is being spent for normal day-to-day expenses. We mentioned it in a couple of months ago. Radio assistance was designed to get interoperability. We created that with P25. P25 is 30-year-old technology. I would like for us to start investing money in those things down the road that we're going to need. Personally, it's changed a whole lot of things. It's like our previous director used to say, we have to plan today to implement technology 2 years from now that hasn't even been thought of yet.
Now, I agree.
If we're spending the money for things that are going to help us down the road and not just fiscally prop up old stuff, yeah, I'm right there with you.
Yeah,
that's not how we're spending the money now.
Although I would say that in any organization, even the city, most of our costs are always going to be salary and personnel. That's where the most of our chunks are. But I agree that we should be looking at what's going to happen 2 years down the road, Rick, before we get outdated.
Absolutely. And I think we would all agree also that the viability of the existing system matters too. So we need to do all things, but I don't disagree with what Rick said. So Rick, based on the current framework, would you rescind your motion and consider an additional motion?
I have one more question for Wayne.
Yes, Wayne, sir.
Do we open ourselves up as a board to any potential issues because we approve a deficit budget?
Open yourself up to issues. Legally, no. Politically,
okay.
You can weigh that as well as anybody. So,
it won't be a deficit if we don't spend the money. But the point is, to address the issue, we need to earnestly address the issue. Even if with your premise, Rick, of cutting this budget, these accounts out permanently, we're still going to wind up in the situation a few years from now. So we need to address the imbalance sooner than later. But at the same time, we shouldn't starve these communities who rely on this money to operate their 911 system.
Well,
but that being said,
I don't really see that much.
That being said, we'll go into check, for a period of time as we work to resolve this issue. So we won't authorize the spending of these funds until we have clear guidance from the communities we serve.
See, when you look at it that way, I don't see any difference in your suggestion and my suggestion. They're not going to get the money till we make a decision.
Well, it's possible that if there was an emergency, at least the money was there for an emergency if something were to come up. We can put the moratorium on there, but we shouldn't say, well, there's no money whatsoever. There should always be at least something go wrong. We could have another, I don't know, something terrible happen, and we need that money. But we should just, as the chief said, hold off on spending it. It's a lot different than cutting it.
Not if the intent is to come back at the same time and put the money back in.
Well, I think that'll be part of the discussion. That I don't want to make that assumption for anyone here. Let's put something into place that allows for a process, and let's exercise the process.
Well, we have a motion out there. Where would we go from here?
Okay, Rick, do you want to?
Well, my motion died for a lack of a second, so there is no motion on the table right now.
We do not have a second. Will the board entertain another motion?
I make a motion we approve the budget as is with the conditions and stipulations that we have mentioned about putting a moratorium on some of that spending and coming back and looking at this.
Okay, we have a motion.
Second that.
We have a motion by Mary Johnson. We have a second.
I'll second by Mr. Doug.
By Doug. Thank you, Doug. Mm-hmm. All those in favor, please say aye and raise your hand. Aye.
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 No.
Okay, motion carries.
Mr. Chair, could we do a roll call vote?
Yes, sir.
Please, sir.
Chief Spivey?
Aye.
Mr. Brunson?
Nay.
Mr. Brooks, I guess you're abstaining. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Hooten?
Aye.
Chief Davis?
I think I should probably abstain since I didn't listen to the discussion. I just got on. Apologize for being late.
Myself, aye. Motion carries. All right. So I think Aubrey is, we can see Aubrey. She's on here somewhere. And we just had a note that she also affirmed Yes, or aye. So motion carries. Wayne, did you catch that? Okay. Any other discussion? Mayor, if you could tonight, please bring it up at the council, mayor's council, or mayor's, I forgot the name of the meeting.
Whatever it is.
Yes. And help stimulate the conversation, and I'm sure that we'll work with the executive director to put together a proposal that will carry to the member cities and evaluate our options appropriately as we hold these funds in check until we come up with an appropriate decision.
I'll make sure that the executive board decides to see if we can get out and poll the member cities and see what they say.
Thank you, sir. That would be a big help for us. Any other issues regarding the budget?
Does this board have any direction for staff on when to bring this back up for discussion, or is this just being kicked down the road right now?
I think the next budget would certainly be a part of us handling the fee structure, the fee resolution. And I think we put on the work session item this issue in particular, and we begin to work on it definitively by setting timelines and developing a plan of action.
Budget. Do we need to approve a fee schedule now, right now? I know we can change any time, but do we need to approve one now for this next fiscal year?
It's advisable to do that. Put that on your next agenda to approve one. Typically, the board has approved it on an annual basis. There's no requirement if you're going to adopt the same fees to approve it again. But that's been the procedure that's been utilized every year, is to adopt the fees. So my suggestion is, yes, you ought to have a resolution where you specifically make a decision on what the fees are going to be for the upcoming fiscal year.
So could we make a resolution to, you know, keep the fees as they are now and get that passed? And then if we want, once we have this discussion and work through it all, if we decide to raise any fees, then come back and do another resolution?
Yes, absolutely.
It's not agendized to do it today.
Well, I'm saying we do it today, but we can certainly have it on the next agenda.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
But my direction would be, let's keep the fees as they are for our approval, and then work on the issues that Rick and others have brought up about what we need to do and the direction.
Everybody agree with that? Do we have consensus? So let's put it on the next agenda. Wayne, just from a historical perspective, it seems to me like we've set the rates at a different time other than the annual fiscal time. It was like a January, February in the past. Is that, like, incorrect on that?
No. It's always been, generally it's been when the final budget was approved.
Yeah. To me, there was an outlying year that seems like we had done that one time. It just seemed unusual, but I'm good for absolutely setting it the next agenda, next meeting, and getting it done with. And
I think that would be advisable. What you've done in the past, you've actually had two different resolutions. The one is your fee resolution, which sets the fees for the landlines. And then on occasion, what the board would do is adopt a resolution regarding the VoIP service fees. That's the one that I think we can dispense with. Based upon the instructions I gave you at the last meeting, the VoIP fees need to be treated the same as the local exchange access lines. And that does affect your budget, because we have to remember that those VoIP services are not going to pay the 50-cent fee anymore. They're going to be paying what your landline fees are. So the board needs to take that into consideration when you adopt your fees for the upcoming fiscal year.
Yeah, I think that's part of our business case, to Rick's point, as we work through this. Okay, so we'll set it up for the next meeting. It will be on the agenda, and we'll address the issue. Anyone else? subject regarding the budget. Doug?
No.
Okay. All right. All right, seeing we have no other comments or concerns, we've passed the budget and we'll address the fee structure next meeting. Anything else, Wayne?
Nothing from me.
Okay. Shinar?
I'm good.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Appreciate it. We'll see you at the next meeting.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Thanks.